Hello, Andrew.
We're all in this together.
We are. We're all happy family together trying to grow New Zealand. But yeah. One of the answers to that is surely that economic growth is all about improving our infrastructure. We need Auckland to succeed, people to get to work.
Well, here we go. Did I read out this this text? I just got to find it. Oh, here we are. Andrew. If Stephen Hawking is looking in the universe for a black hole, he need only to look to New Zealand. It's been here all the time. It's north of the Bombays, and its name is Auckland, and that's from Lily. There we go. Well, that's just what's abroad, you know. That's just what's abroad. Now, can I get Susan online? Susan Wood joins us on the panel. Hello, Susan.
Good morning. I'm here, and I'm agreeing with you what you're saying. So
that's good. Oh, my God.
We're all in agreement, so let's just end it right now.
We're all in this together. We'll start with National's City Rail Link deal, Len Brown's legacy. Do you think this is the start of a reassessment for this two-term mayor that we all love to hate, Susan?
No. In one word, no, I don't. I think I'll be very pleased. Sorry, when he's gone, it'll happen this year. It's interesting seeing who's lining up and what I haven't read them all properly yet, but I'm going to read them very properly this time before voting. What I find really interesting about National, of course, we've got an election in 2017 and they're going to do the trains in 2018. That's when the money's going to start, a couple of years earlier. So it's a very clever move from them. But I think you're dead right on this, Andrew. I think we need to do something with the roads and the rail in Auckland, and if we have to spend money on it, so be it.
I think that's the thing. This is not so much about Len Brown and us suddenly all deciding that after all we like him, because of course it's been called Len's train set, hasn't it, for the last few years. Susan's right. It's more about the mayoral election coming up and National needing to remove the whole issue of the City Rail Link off the agenda so that Phil Goff couldn't come in and go, look, the government's holding it up. The government's decided they hate Len so much they're going to sacrifice Auckland. So, politics.
But isn't that the game they played all along, Josie? Or am I wrong? Because I've always said that in 2010, basically, the National government agreed that we have to build a tunnel in Auckland and they agreed to pay for it. And the only thing they did not agree about is when and how much.
Yeah, and you're right, Susan. They brought it forward. It times very well for the election. It is a $4 billion stimulus into the economy right across New Zealand, actually. So it's not just the City Rail Link, it's roads, it's the East-West Link across the Harbour Bridge or across to the east, rather. So there's a big infrastructure stimulus happening here, which will benefit the whole economy. And most governments have been doing that. In the US, they've been doing it, but it shows that they're not very confident that the economy is going to grow this year, so they've needed to shove in a big $4 billion.
But here's my thing.
I was going to say about the roads, driving on the roads, which I do on the motorway quite a lot, the trucks shouldn't be in the right-hand lane. They should be back in the left-hand lane.
Go.
They go 90k. Sorry, but it's right. It happens in other countries and they have better roads for us, and I think we should have the same here, plus all the new money that's going around. Okay, Andrew, sorry.
Okay, so here's another thing. Transmission gullies costing a fortune. Taxpayers have put money into Christchurch. It's cost a fortune. What I said before the news is that the there is a thing abroad in New Zealand that people do not like to pay for stuff they don't personally use. Is that holding us back, Josie?
I don't think so, because I think most people, when they think about it, know that the entire economy has to grow. That means we can't just rely on Auckland. We need to put investment down in Wellington, down in Christchurch. Otherwise, for goodness sake, the housing crisis is going to completely blow out if everybody has to live in Auckland for a job. So I think people get it that you need to spend money right across the country. One of the criticisms, of course, of this announcement from Key is that it was all too Auckland-centric. There wasn't enough stuff about infrastructure elsewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
It was very Auckland-centric. You're absolutely right.
And I think
about Christchurch, it's a pity that more isn't done, because if you still go into the centre of Christchurch, there's very little still there, and it's going to be a long time before it comes back. And I still think it's a great city.
Yeah, so do I. In fact, I'm so generous. I'm feeling so generous today that I would like to see a light rail network in Christchurch, because I think they could make it work. And I would like to see a stadium down there as well, because it may not pay for itself now, but it will eventually. I could even handle a convention centre.
Well, it's amazing that we don't have a decent underground system in Auckland, let alone anywhere else, when every city you go to in the world, big city you go to in the world, they have a decent subway system, a decent underground system anyway.
Righto, this all came out as part of a State of the Nation speech from John Key, which was really the state of Auckland, and also the Waipawa.